Come, let's open up. Let's open up the Haggadah. There's been a lot of discussion this year. There always is some discussion. This year, more discussion about timing, about the earliest time you can start, that you can start the Seder Shel Pesach. When's the earliest time that you can make Kiddush? So that's really... That discussion has to do with the role of Kiddush, the dual role of Kaddish on Leil HaSeder. You see, there's a Tosfos on the first Amud of Arvei Pesachim, and Daf Tzadi Testament Beis on the Mishnah. On the Mishnah, beginning of the Gemara, Tosfos points out that the Mishnah is clear, Lo Yochol Adam Ad Shetechshach, that you can't start anything until it gets dark. Can't start anything until it gets dark. And Tosfos says, the discussion, is it also true Shabbos and Yom Tov, or only on Leil HaPesach? And Tosfos explains that Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is a debate amongst the Baal HaTosfos. If I start Shabbos or Yom Tov early, what's the nature of Tosefa Shabbos? And what does it mean that I start Shabbos, that I'm going to add on to Shabbos, I'm going to add on to Yom Tov, then I'm going to bring it in early? Does that mean, to make a long story short, that Tosfos is the beginning of a lot of literature in Rishonim and Achronim about the nature of Tosefa Shabbos. To make a long story short, it sounds like there's a machlokas whether we are actually empowered by the Ribbono Shel Olam to make Shabbos longer, to make Yom Tov longer, either Min HaTorah or perhaps only Midrabanan, that we can actually inject, we can paint some Kedusha Shabbos or Kedusha Yom Tov onto Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. It's actually Harchavas HaKedusha. Or no, we can't actually start Shabbos Yom Tov early. What we're doing is we're ending Malacha earlier. It's a siyag. Not, you have to have some buffer time to stop doing Malacha before it's actually Shkia, and that way you don't Chalila go over. See, if you take the more robust position, that we actually have the capacity to be Marchiv, the Kedusha, to broaden the Kedusha, expand the Kedusha until the end of Erev Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos, So then you could have, if you make early Shabbos, you could be Yotzei your Shabbos Suda then, and Simchas Yom Tov starts then, and all the mitzvahs halayla would apply during Tosafos. And if you have the narrower understanding that no, it's not Harchavas HaKedusha, it's just a siyag, it's an Yisra Malacha, so then it's not actually Shabbos Yom Tov yet, so you cannot actually be Mekayim your Suda Shabbos Yom Tov until dark. And Kiddush is an exception. Rav Shechter has a beautiful mahalach on that, not for now. Why it is, the Gemara in Bracha says that you could definitely make Kiddush, that Kiddush has a unique connection to Malacha, even if you can't do other mitzvahs halayla during Tosefes, but Kiddush is special. Kiddush you can do during Tosefes. That's the Gemara in Bracha. But either way, Tosa says, whether you think that generally, and Tosefes, Shabbos, Yom Tov is Achavos HaKedusha, and you can start the Su'uda early, or not, either way, Tosa says, Erev Pesach, definitely you cannot. It's not going to help to make early Yom Tov. It's not going to help to have a plag minyan. And we're going to bring in Yom Tov more than an hour earlier. You definitely cannot go home if you daven early and start early. Why? So Tosfos says, based on a Tosefta, based on that collection of brises, Tosfos says that we have a specific pasuk. The pasuk says you have to eat Kar Pesach balayla hazeh, at night, that night. So it has to dafka be Leil Tezvav. Even if you hold like those we've shown in Bayatosis and others, who say you can actually start the Kedushas Yom Tov early, that's very nice, but still not Leil Tezvav. Just like the next morning is the morning of Pesach, obviously has Kedushas Yom Tov, but you can't eat matzah, maror, and carbon Pesach the morning of Tezvav. It's a mitzvah halayla. Right? The morning of Tezvav is too late. So the afternoon is too early. Even if it has Kedushas Yom Tov, right, there are certain mitzvahs. Just like Leil Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah, but you can't blow shofar because that's Dafka Mitzvah Yom. So this is Dafka Mitzvah Balayla, carbon Pesach, and by extension, matzah and mara. And then, not only is the Pesach matzah and mara, but it's also Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. How do we know? That's rooted, ultimately, in the Mechilta, in the Medrash Halacha, that we say in the Haggadah, Yochem Erosh Chodesh. The timing for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is the same as the timing for the other mitzvot halayim, for the Pesach, Matzah, and Marim. So they all go together. So that's why, as a matter of fact, that's why the Gemara seems to say that there was a shita, we don't accept it, that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is only Midrabanan Bezman Hazeh. Why was Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim only Midrabanan Bezman Hazeh? Because, as we said the other day, Maror appears in the Chumash. Maror is a concept in the Torah, but not an independent concept in the Torah. Right? Maror, the Gemara says, Hechshera de Pisla. Maror is only, you know, a side for the Karban Pesach. If there's no Karban Pesach, there's no Maror in the Torah. How about Matzah? So we paskin that Matzah is both Hechshera de Pisla, but also an independent mitzvah of Ba'erev Tochlu Matzah. So that's a separate mitzvah d'oraisa. That's how we paskin. There was a shita in the Gemara that matzah is also only hechsher de pesach. If you were to say that, then that would mean that bezman hazeh with no carbon pesach, both matzah and mar would only be midrabanan. And the Gemara says if that were to be the case, if matzah and mar don't exist min haTorah bezman hazeh, then neither does sipur yetzias Mitzrayim, because b'shar sheish matzah mar munachal lefanecha, they need each other. So halacha lemaisa, to be clear, Haggadah, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is Daraisa Bezman Hazeh, because we paskin that Matzah is Daraisa Bezman Hazeh. But that highlights the fact that the mitzvahs are intertwined in terms of whether or not they apply Minat Torah and in terms of the timing. So Pesach, Matzah, Maror, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim by extension, all apply only by Laila. Which is why no one makes early Pesach, Kimat, because of this Tosefta, the Tosus quotes, you can make early Pesach, but you can come home and what? You can't have Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You can't have, unfortunately, we haven't had Karban Pesach in a long time. You couldn't have Matzah, you couldn't have Mar, you couldn't have Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. How about Kiddush? So one second, we say, okay, so I won't start the Manashtana until Sitzei Sakochavim. But if it takes time, we like to have a long Kaddish, and some homes, everyone says it separately, and then you go into wash for Urchatz and Karpas, the Yachatz is started looking for the Afikomen already. You know, it could be a good 20, 25 minutes from Kaddish until Manashtana. So we'll say, why can't we daven early? And we'll time ourselves. We won't get up until between Shki and Tesach Ochavim and Safik Yom and Safik Laila. So we don't want to start Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and then Matzah until Tesach Ochavim. Okay, we'll start Kiddush. That you can't do either, because Kiddush is also, the Arba Kosos are all a chelek of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That takes us back to the Rambam that we saw yesterday, the Lefikach, where the Rambam has pointed out that Heseba and Dalad Kosos are expressions and fulfillments of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it's a way of Sechayvan Laharos Esatzmo, that I'm demonstrating the Cheres through the Heseba, that was the Rambam's Chiddush about Heseba, and through the Dalat Kosos, that takes us back to the Gemara in Kuf Ches, that the different Kosos express different parts of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? The first two are the process of Yetzias, the going free, and the latter two are expressed as a Hallel, the celebration of the freedom that we already have, the finished product of the Cheres. And we're drinking a series of toasts to Ribon Shalom. Later brisker of is the medical language of the Rambam. That there are two aspects to the Dalat Kosos. The riff in the Rambam's Girsa, that there's Cheres and there's Yain. There are two different aspects to there's Kosos and there's Yain. There's Kosos and there's Cheres. Two aspects to the Arba Kosos. One aspect to the Arba Kosos is, well, you have all year long the notion of a bracha al hakos. Every Friday night, every Shabbos day, we make Kiddush al hakos. And specifically Friday night, we have another bracha, Asher Kishon Sosa Vitzivano, etc. The bracha of Kiddush, the Mekadosh HaShabbos, we enhance it by saying it al hakos. Havdalah, we say al hakos. Under the chuppah, Birkas Erison, we say al hakos. The Shavuot brachas, Birkas Nisuin, we say al hakos. At the Bris Mila, we say Asher Kiddush al hakos. So that's a notion you have throughout Hilchos Brachas, that there are certain brachas that get an upgrade, they get more chashivas by being recited over a cup of wine that enhances the significance, the prestige of the bracha. And the way the Brisk Rav understands the Rambam, the arba kosos are the two aspects, the two dinim to arba kosos. Each of the arba kosos is a bracha ala kos. We're saying kiddush ala kos. We're saying the bracha sher galanu ala kos. We bench ala kos. We say the bracha at the end of halal al hakos. Most of those brachas we say other times of the year also. Kiddush, obviously. Asher galanu may be parallel to the sha'as anisim of Chanukah and Purim. Benching clearly is all year long. And halal. Yishtabach halal, whichever bracha it is you're saying at the end, depending on your nusach, those are brachas we say all year long. Here, like Kiddush, we're saying them all ala kos. We're making all those brachas, give them added chashivas. But then, there's something else. It's that the drinking of the wine itself is an act of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're drinking toasts or Moshlam. So that's why we paskin, there are several differences between the general rules of a mere koshal bracha versus dalet kosos. The Tosas raises the question on Daf Tzai Tes and Beis, and it's that same opening Amud of Arvei Pesachim. Does everyone need arba kosos? Or just one person at the table? The Mishnah says, you have to provide arba kosos. Afilo onishe b'Yisrael, right? Even if he's ochel min hatamchoi, you have to provide arba kosos. So is that everyone's? Is that every single person at the table? Look, for Kiddush, the minig is everyone drinks, but strictly speaking, one person could drink, and we're all yotze. So Tosis has a debate about that. Is that true? Are we good now? You lost me? We're back? Okay, good. Tosas has a debate about that. Does every single person at the table need arba kosos or not? Another question. For koshal bracha, you're not really mechuyev to drink the kos. You have to, the Gemara says elsewhere, you just have to have a melo lugmov. You don't have to have rov kos, you don't have to have rov, you just have to have a cheekful, because it's not really about, normally koshal bracha, it's not about drinking the cup. It's not that you need the cup. The cup is there by a kosal bracha, by kiddush, by havdalah, by a bris. The kos is really there to service the bracha, the bracha of kiddush, the bracha of hamavdil, the bracha of benching. Whatever bracha you're saying on the kos, the kos is, so to speak, a tafel to the other bracha. It's really. The kos makes the other bracha more chashuv. You definitely, so it will be, the Gemara seems to say, it will be a bizayon to not taste from the cup at all. But it's not normally by some other kosher bracha the rest of the year. There's no requirement per se of shtias hakos. It's a bizayon to the kosher bracha if you don't at least give a lick. So you get not literally a lick, you have a melo lukmav. But we paskin again, that the arba kosos is actually, in addition to be koshal bracha, it's also, there's a requirement of shtiyas yayin. Because this is part of the secret system. This is the derech eres. This is we're drinking toast through Belenshalom. So that's why we paskin, everyone has to have their own. Everyone needs to do that shtiya. It's not just, I'm yotzi with your bracha, I'm going to listen to my father's kiddush, but I still need to drink wine myself. And it's not enough to just have a little lugma, like some other koshal bracha. I need to have a row revius, either a full revius. Really, you have the din of shtiyas hakos. But this is an example of rubo kikulo. That's why many poskim assume the first discussion poskim. Let's say I have my kos holds more than a revius. I have a big goblet. I just have to have rov revius, or I'm supposed to actually have rov hakos. So chacham ena barosho. That's why you want to avoid having a. Having a liter and a half becher for arba kosos, you avoid the issue. That's what usually the becher you have for arba kosos is going to be not much more than a revius, and that way rov kos rov revius is about the same thing. And coming back, not only does this idea of the Brisk Rav based on the Rambam that arba kosos is a double din, it's koshal bracha like all year long, but it's also a din of shtia derech eros. Then not only does that explain why we assume that everyone has to have their own kos, everyone has to drink, and why we assume that you have to drink revius or rov revius, you're drinking the kos, not just melo lugmav, not just te'ima, But that also explains, going back to our opening question, about the timing, why it is that we can't start Kiddush until after Tzeis HaKochavim, because Kiddush itself is an aspect of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And as such, even the Kiddush itself doesn't start until, until Tzeis HaKochavim. Yeah. And then we move on to wash hands for the karpas. We spoke the other week about yachatz. A yachatz is actually is not only there in order to create excitement for the kids, although it does that as well, and that is an halachically important aspect of the Seder, to keep kids engaged and involved. But yachatz is more than only Kishush Latinokos. Yachatz is actually, even if there are no kids at the Seder, yachatz is necessary, as we said. It's machshir the matzah. One of the definitions of lechem oni is madarko sha'oni beprusa. You have to make sure that the matzah has been rationed. So that's why the matzah is going to be on the Seder table to say Yitzias Mitzrayim over it. Lechem sha'oni dvarim harbe, that's later going to be used for the mitzvah achilas matzah, the middle matzah. So we're only going to have a broken middle matzah on the table. The rest will have been put away before you get started with magen. And that way you're makayim darko shel ani beprusa. Yeah. And then we begin, as we said last time, so we begin the actual magen. We spoke about the four or five or six or seven different elements of what goes into a Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as opposed to Zechira. So right away we get started with dialogue, unless if a Jew is sitting by himself, he does not have the opportunity for dialogue. There's been a story going around, the description of the first Pesach after the most recent Lubavitch Rebbe's Rebbetzin passed away. He chose to have Seder by himself. But if one has other people there, so the post can write, then you engage in conversation, whether they're children or not. And if there's someone else there, so you can have Derech She'elo Tshuva, you know, the Manish Dana. And then as we saw, the Mishnah and the Gemara tell us, and the Rambam codifies this, a part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is dramatic contrast. Unlike Zechira, we don't just say Hashem Tekzah Mitzrayim, we have dramatic contrast. So, but where's the dramatic contrast? So you look at the Gemara Kuf Tezayin, the Gemara says the Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. Are my mekayim is maschil bignus or mesayim b'shavach? The dramatic contrast, the before and after, is that avadim hayinu v'yotzienu, or is that mitchila ovde avodah zara hayu avoseinu, which we come to after we finish the set of instructions. We give the first answer, and then we go through the instructions, and then we give the second answer. But I don't think what I think we did not address last time is what's talk of the pshat. Mitchila ovde avodah zarah hayu avoseinu. Really? That's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I mean, it's certainly true, and it's critically important to know that we used to not recognize Ribbono Shel Olam. And then afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that gift. That's gewaldic. That's so important. That's Sipur Matan Torah. That's not Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. If we had a Seder, Leil Shavuos, if instead of taking Leil Shavuos, we could have a Shavuos Seder, where we'll talk about Mitchila Ov Devar Zahar V'Seinu, V'Yachshav Kervan Al-Malkam Avadosa. But what's the pshat here? What does that have to do with Leil HaSeder? It's very important, but it's not Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Brisker Rav gives the beginning of the answer that it seems that no, the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel Pesachim Kuf Tezayin, which one do you say, sounds like a little bit similar to the Machlokas that we saw in Kuf Ches, has saved in the first two Kosos or the second two Kosos, process or product. The Brisker Rav begins to point to Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether the Iker Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is Avadim Hayinu Vayotzienu or Mitchila Ovde Vodazari Avosenu, the Yachshav Kervan Malkam Avodasa, whether it's the political slavery and freedom or the spiritual story, He says, because the question is the Iker mitzvah to talk about the actual Yitzhiyah, or is the Iker mitzvah to look at where the Yitzhiyah got us to? What was the goal of Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim? The actual event of Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim was what happened on Tezvav Nisan was political freedom. Power let us free. Power let us free. And then the next morning, we geographically left. And then by the end of Pesach, the political freedom and the geographical exodus became permanent with Kriyas Yamsuf. Kadosh Baruch Hu neutralized any ongoing threat from the that the Mitzri army would bring us back and make this all temporary. That's the story of Pesach. But the goal of Pesach was to get us to Shavuos. The goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the goal of political chayrus, it wasn't an ends in itself. Kadosh Baruch Hu freed us, as the Pesukim tells you repeatedly, Avadayim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu freed us from Paro, from Shibud Mitzrayim, so that we could elevate ourselves to a Shibud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it says in the sixth parak of Avos, Shano Chacham, in the Brises, the five parakim of Mishnayos Avos, in the sixth parak. So the Brises says, Al Tikre Charos El Acheros, that what was written on the Luchos gave us freedom. Ein lecha ben chorin el misha osik b'torah. That paradoxically, sometimes people think that if I can just do whatever I please, then I'm very free. If I have any external restrictions imposed, so then somehow I'm not free. And people think that if I can live, with no restrictions whatsoever, do whatever I please in any moment, that's the freest person. But as we know, that to live without any discipline in the short term is fun and exciting. But in the long term, to live without any discipline, I end up becoming an eved to my desires. A person engages in whatever sort of addictive behavior, and in the short term, he thinks he's showing the world that he gets to do whatever he wants. In the long run, he becomes an eved to his taivas. As the Mesillas Yesharim develops, the beginning of the Midah of Prishus. And that's what the Tanaim told us in the Brisa at the end of Avos. Ein lecha ben chorin misha osik b'Torah. The true freedom comes from the self-discipline of being meshabed oneself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rules and regulations shape us in ways that make us truly free. They shape us in ways that build our self-discipline, in ways that ultimately set us up to act in ways that ultimately l'tov asenu, in our best long-term interests. So the goal of Yitzias, the political chayrus of Yitzias Mitzrayim, was to come to the spiritual gains and chayrus of Har Sinai, of Keravanu HaMakom Lavodaso. So the Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, which is the Maslu Benus Mitzrayim B'Shavach, which is the Iker Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, is a machlokas over this question. Where should the focus of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim be? Only on this actual episode of Yitzias Mitzrayim that happened in Pesach, or what the goal of it was? And b'chlal, it's worth thinking about the extent to which the Seder gets us thinking in our own lives also about goals and about thinking about why we do things. And I would end this idea. You could raise this idea at the Seder by Mitchila. Why are we talking about this? Because from Mitchila and on is solid, straight Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. You could also raise this question later on in Dayenu. You go through Dayenu, so Dayenu is a piyut that's meant to reflect, the ideas and the feelings that the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim ought to journey, that deep into the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, most of the elements of the telling of the story are done, and we have this piyut, Dayenu, to appreciate this piece of Chazdei Hashem, to appreciate that piece of Chazdei Hashem. It clearly, the Dayenu highlights the fact that we're not just telling a story that happened then, but it's meant to develop our sense of Akar Satov to Ribono Shel Olam. But right to the same Kasha, much of Dayenu is post Yitzias Mitzrayim, post Pesach. At the first couple of months of Dayenu, right away we jumped to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, took us out, and talk about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the Mitzrayim. Okay, the first couple lines clearly. The first five lines are the beginning of Pesach. And then Karlanos Hayam, Hevron, Besoch, Becharava, Shikat, Sarain, Besoch. The next three lines are the end of Pesach. Kriyas Yamsuf. But then the rest of it is beyond. Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of us in the Midbar and gave us the money, gave us Shabbos, Har Sinai, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's spiritually profound and it's stirring, it's inspiring. But why are we saying that Leil HaSeder? It's not Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why is it here? So no doubt you have younger siblings who will ask the Kasha, and it's a good Kasha, that, you know, Kervon from the Arsino, Kervon from the Arsino versus Nasalon HaTorah, right? Why we divide those into two? Which is a great Kasha. But again, the bigger Kasha is, why is any of that here at all as one or two? Shabbos, beautiful, but it's not Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. Eretz Yisrael, based on Bechira, and the answer is no. The answer is the same Zog. Because it's Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim is not only about telling about what happened on Leil HaSeder. It's appreciating where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was getting us to through the first step, which was Makos and Yetzias Mitzrayim. To appreciate that, where it got us to, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a plan. The idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a plan is an important idea as well. And that's all these ideas of the greater sense of Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a plan, and the recognition that Yetzias Mitzrayim got us to other places. Yetzias Mitzrayim got us to the Cheiros of Torah. It got us to the ability to take Eretz Yisrael and to appreciate Eretz Yisrael. And to have the Beis HaMikdash and to appreciate, to have that sort of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was the engagement party. Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is where the relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. This is where it began. So this is Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, is both recognizing the moment as well as recognizing beyond. Okay, there's much more to say. Mitzvah, if we get together Bli Neder tomorrow morning, I'd love to take a look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev and Saketz. Maybe we have a chance to take a look at Vihisha Amda. And perhaps also to get into the core telling of the story, the four psukim, the Ramin Oved Avi, Vayered Mitzrayimah, Vayarehu, Vanitzak, Vayotzenu, to take a look. That is, as the Rama reminds us, based on the Gemaras, that is the major Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's the major telling of the story, and it crescendos in the Eser Makos, because Eser Makos is one of the interpretations of the last of those four psukim. And maybe we have a chance to dig into that and see some of the richness that's going on there, and some ideas perhaps that you'll be able to share at the table as well. Chevra, thank you so much for joining.